from the merits. This testimony of faith, it is the highest of the branches of faith. We know that faith has branches, that Iman has branches. We know this from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, who said, الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله. Iman, faith, is 70 and few, or 70 or 60 and few branches. فَأَفْضَلُهَا, the best of which is saying لا إله إلا الله. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. 22. Okay. That's true. That was 22. Okay. Thank you very much. جزاكم الله خير. It is the best of deeds and remembrances. And most in amplification. And it equates the freeing of slaves, and it is a protection from shaitan, as reported in the Bukhari and Muslim from the way of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qala la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah." Whoever says la ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, la sharika lah, having no partners with him, lahu al-mulk, to him belongs the kingdom, wa lahu al-hamd, and to him belongs all the praise, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he is able to do everything. Anyone whoever says this in the day 100 times in a day, then that will be in reward equivalent to freeing 10 slaves and 100 good deeds will be written for him, and 100 evil deeds will be wiped out from him. وَكَانَتْ لَهُ حِرْزًا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and it will be for him a protection from shaitan on that day until the evening, and no one will bring something better than what this person did except someone who does more than him. This hadith is reported in Al-Bukhari and in Muslim. Also in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, we know that the Prophet ﷺ said, "من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له." عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partners. له الملك وله الحمد. To him belongs the kingdom and to him belongs all the praise. وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he is all able to do everything. عشر مرار, عشر مرار, 10 times. If the person does says this 10 times, كان كمن أعتق أربعة أنفس من ولد إسماعيل. It is as if he had freed 7 slaves from the offspring of Ismail. The 24th merit. It opens the 8 gates of paradise. This kalimat al-tawheed, this testimony of faith, from its merits is that it opens for the person who utters it the 8 gates of paradise, as reported in Sahih Muslim, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما منكم من احد يتوضا فيبلغ او فيسبغ الوضوء فيسبغ الوضوء ثم يقول اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وان محمدا عبد الله ورسوله الا فتحت له ابواب الجنه الثمانيه يدخل من ايها شاء. No one of you who makes the ablution, the ritual purification, and he completes it, then afterwards he says and declares, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that وأن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the slave of Allah, وأن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah, except that the 8 gates of paradise will open for him entering from whichever he wishes. And it is about this goodly word that we will be asked on the day of resurrection. وهي التي يكون السؤال عنها يوم القيامة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Hijr 92-93, Surah 15, فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون. فَوَرَبِّكَ, by your Lord, we will certainly ask them, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, about that which they used to do. This is also evident in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf as well, chapter 7 verse 6. So by your Lord, the first verse that you heard, we shall certainly call all to them to account for all that they used to do. And Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 6, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Chapter 7 verse 6, is that right? Then surely we shall question those people to whom it, the book, was sent, and verily we shall question the messengers. Part of this questioning is, goes under verse 93 in Surah Al-Hijr, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, for all that they used to do. And Salah is one of the things that will be people also held accountable for under this general account which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to here in these two verses, and these two passages from Surah Al-Hijr and Surah Al-A'raf. And it is the highest parable. وهي المثل الأعلى, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in Surah Al-Rum in chapter 30 verse 27. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض. And to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belongs the best example and the highest parable in the heavens and the earth. And he, it is who originates the creation. Then we'll repeat it. This is the beginning of the verse after it has been perished, and this is easier for him. His is the highest description, meaning none has the right to be worshipped but he. لا إله إلا هو. And there is nothing comparable unto him in the heavens and in the earth. And he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Almighty, All-Wise. So, al-mathal al-a'la, the most high or the highest description, is al-wasful kamil, is the perfect description of Allah. And the greatest description and highest description هو it is أنه لا إله إلا هو, that there is no God worthy of worship except him, as came in آيات الكرسي, as came in the verse of كرسي, verse 2255, الله لا إله إلا هو. As you hear, Allah لا إله إلا هو. So this is the greatest description, لا إله إلا هو. Allah لا إله إلا هو, none has the right to be worshipped but he. 28, what number is this? 27. Regarding this word, regarding it, there will be either happiness or misery. And in relation to it, people will take their records either by the right hand or the left one. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. جزاكم الله خير. And in its, for its sake, people and close relatives will be separated. For its sake, people and close relatives will be separated. In the previous one, we had, in relation to it, people will take their records either by the right hand or the left one. For its sake as well, people and close relatives will be separated. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 58, verse 22, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. 58:22. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. 58:22. You Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not find any people who believe in Allah and the last day making friendship with those who oppose Allah and his messenger, even though they were their fathers or their sons. Can we continue the verse please? أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. Even though they were their fathers, their sons, or their brothers, or their kindred people, for such he has written faith in their hearts and strengthened them with ruh, and ruh refers to the proofs and the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from himself. 30. It is for its sake that paradise and hell for its sake paradise, hell, this life and the hereafter were created, and it is the foundation of deen. It is the foundation of Islam. It is the foundation of deen, of the religion of Islam. And its peak. And its pillar. And all the rest of pillars and obligatory matters branch from it, complete it. And it is the security, it is the security from the horrors of the graves and that of the gathering. The acceptance of deeds depend upon it. The acceptance of deed depends upon it, or depend upon it. It is the greatest reason for liberation from slavery to the creatures, and thus the believer in this testimony will not cling to them, nor fear them, or hope them, or work for them, for their sake. This is the true honor and might, and it is 32, 33, 34. 35, so this will be your 35 then. 35. Someone please correct me on the number. 35 now, yes, okay. Jazakumullah khair. 35, it is the foundation for every worldly and religiously it is the foundation for every worldly and legal good. هي أصل كل خير ديني أو دنيوي تؤتي أكلها كل حين. As in Surah Ibrahim, verse 25. Surah Ibrahim, verse 25. تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها, giving its fruit at all times by the leave of its Lord. It is the cause for the clarity of the self, صفاء النفس, and for guarding against selfishness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described its people in Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59, verse 9, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Chapter 59, verse 9. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. And it is also for those who before them had homes in Al-Madinah and had adopted the faith. They love those who immigrate to them, and they have no jealousy in their breasts for that which they have been given from the booty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them, and give them, meaning the immigrants, preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. And whosoever is saved from his own covetousness, such are those who will be the successful. This is the effects of La ilaha illallah. This is the merit, this is what it had done to the believers. chapter 7. It is the greatest means to liberate oneself from superstitions and delusions and falsehoods. It is the greatest means to liberate oneself from superstitions, delusions and falsehood. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. And that which they call besides Him is falsehood. And there is so much superstition and delusions related to that which those who worship other than Allah. It is 38. As we read in Surah Al-Imran, chapter Al-Imran, please, 3, verse 64. It is the just word. Kalimatu Sawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people of the book, calling the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا. All people of the book, Jews and Christians, come to a word that is just between us and you. That, what is this word? That we worship none but Allah, and that we associate no partners with Him, and that none of us shall take others as lords beside Allah. Then if they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims. And this, there is a concrete evidence that the Jews and the Christians are non-Muslims. Otherwise, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would call them to this just word that is the worship of Allah alone? As to those of the early Jews and the early Christians, at the time of their respective prophets, who believed in their respective prophets Musa and Jesus alayhim as-salam, Musa wa Isa alayhim as-salam, and they believed in Allah, they were believers. But most, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in many places in the Quran, most are kafaru, disbelieved. Only from them were those who were early, who believed in their respective prophets and in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is number 39. It is the cause behind courage. It is the cause behind courage. The more a person becomes knowledgeable of this testimony and acts accordingly, then he will become more courageous with respect to the truth. And there is no better evidence for that, better than the status of the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and that the status of those who followed them, from the truthful ones and the martyrs was-salihin and the righteous والمجاهدين, and those fighting in the cause of Allah every time and every place. It is the greatest reason behind achieving the highest of motivation. Because the highest of motivation is to reach the pleasure of Allah and entering paradise. And the person who is establishing La ilaha illallah in himself, then he is urging himself, motivating it in that direction. It is the greatest source for might and honor. قال الله تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى says ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون as in Surah Al-Munafiqun chapter 63 verse 8 ولله العزة and to Allah belongs all the might ولرسوله and to his messenger and to the believers but the hypocrite ones know not Chapter 63 verse 8 Yes, that verse There the hypocrites say If we return to Al-Madina Indeed the more honorable They refer to their chief In this case Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul Their chief, the chief of the hypocrites in Medina Will expel there from the meaner And they refer to Allah's messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Then Allah responds But honor وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ Honor, power and glory belong to Allah His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the believers but the hypocrites know not. It is a sidq, it is truthfulness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ In Surah Al-Zumar chapter 39 verse 33. وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ And he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has brought the truth. The truth is Tawheed, the Quran and the revelation of Tawheed. And those who believe therein, meaning the true believers in Tawheed, in La ilaha illallah, those are al-muttaqoon, the pious and the righteous ones. And it is And for its sake, jihad has been legalized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 39, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ and fight them, حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً Lest there be a fitna, an affliction. And the fitna, as we'll explain later, but let's continue now. حتى لا تكون فتنة lest there be an affliction ويكون الدين كله لله and that the entire religion all of it will be for Allah and fight them until there is no more fitna and the fitna is disbelief and shirk worshipping others besides Allah and the religion the entire religion worship all will be for Allah alone this is لا إله إلا الله but if they cease then certainly Allah is all seer of what they do In it is the relief from hardship. From its merits is that it is the greatest cause for the relief of the hardships of this life and of the hereafter. And repenting their punishments the punishments that may be inflicted in this life and the hereafter why? This is asserted in the case as we remember with Yunus alayhi salam with Jonah in the belly of the fish فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ and he invoked us called upon us in ظُلُمَات in the darkness of the fish أن لا إله إلا أنت that O Allah there is no true God worthy of worship except you سبحانك you are the one free of all imperfection إني كنت من الظالمين indeed I am one who wronged himself from those who wronged themselves. What happened? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. استجاب الله له وفرج كربته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him and relieved him from that hardship. Can we have the verse please? 2187. And remember the noon, Jonah, Yunus, when he went off in anger, and imagine that we shall not punish him, that is the calamities which had befallen him, but he cried through the darkness saying, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت. None has the right to be worshipped but you. Glorified and exalted you above all that evil and they associate with you and above all imperfection. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. Then what number is this please? 45. It is the greatest reason behind good character and for generosity and for kindness and being above lowly matters and despicable affairs. All of this is entailed in its meaning. لا إله إلا أنت. There is no true God worthy of worship. And worship is to do all that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the things which are loved to Him, from the ordinances, compliance with them, and keeping away from all that which He prohibited subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from his command is that the believer grows up in a good character, in a good character, polished by the Quran, nourished by the Quran and the teachings and the practices of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his example. It is kalimatu tawheed. And tawheed is the greatest reason to attain or cause to attain the pleasure of Allah and His reward. Qala Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:163, wa ilahukum ilahun wahidun la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And your God is only one God. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He, الرحمن الرحيم, the most beneficent, the most merciful. وإلهكم إله واحد. And your إله, Allah, is one إله, one God. لا إله إلا هو. There is none who has the right to be worshipped but He, the most beneficent, the most merciful. It is number 47. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. It is the means or it is yes to attain the shafa'ah of Allah's messenger, the intercession of Allah's Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أسعد الناس بشفاعتي. The most joyful of people in my intercession on the day of resurrection, من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. The one who utters La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, khalisan min qalbihi, sincerely from his heart. This is reported by Al-Bukhari. 48. It paves the way to do righteousness. Naam. The one whose tawheed is perfected in his heart and knows the meaning of the shahada, of this testimony of faith, and acts upon it, then the path for doing good will be made easy for him, and the path to abandon the evil will be made also easy for him, and calamities and misfortunes will be eased upon him, the effects of which, and also the act of worship will be felt to be light for those who seek the reward of Allah and His pleasure. That is because they fear and they hope as well in Allah. They fear Allah and they hope in Him. They have hope in Him. And they know well that these calamities are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that everything that touches him or her is from Allah, then it is good for him in this life. And from this as well, the person who abides by it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Iman beloved to him, and will beautify Iman in his heart, and will make for him, and will make kufr, disbelief, and disobedience, and wrongdoings, disliked and hated. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repels through this kalima, repels the evils of this life and that of the hereafter, repels it away from the people of La ilaha illallah, the true believers in it. Qala Allah ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends those who believe. So let's put this before we forget it, inshallah. Allah repels the evils of this life and the hereafter. Allah repels the evils of this life and the hereafter from the true people of this goodly world of La ilaha illallah. And the verse to cite is verse 20 from Surah 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 38. Inna Allaha yudafi'u 'anil ladina amanu. Truly Allah defends those who believe. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. 50. It is the tightrope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is described in his saying in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3 verse 103, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and hold on to the rope of Allah, all of you. And hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah. And this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained to be the Quran, and also is explained to be La ilaha illallah. And there is no contradiction between the two. This whole Quran called for La ilaha illallah. for the worship of Allah alone. 51. The good life is for the people of Tawheed. The people of this kalima, the people of this goodly word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. In chapter 16, verse 97, and whoever does righteousness, male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, while he is a believer, believer in Allah, and the believer in Allah believes in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah, and that he, Allah, deserves to be worshipped alone. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, we'll make him live a good life. Also in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, Allah in verse 55, okay, this is the verse, whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer on Islamic Tawheed, in Islamic monotheism, verily to him we will give a good life in this world with respect, contentment, and lawful provision, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do, referring to paradise in the hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those dwellers of paradise and in Firdaus al-A'la. Innahu subhanahu wa ta'ala ajawadul kareem. Wa'ada Allahu alladhina amanu minkum وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. Chapter 24, verse 55. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those of you who believe and did righteous deeds, ليستخلفنهم في الأرض, from the beginning inshallah, is that, did he put it up there? Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that he will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the earth, as he granted it to those before them, and that he will grant them the authority to practice their religion, that which he had chosen for them, meaning Islam. And he will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided, listen to this condition, all of that is conditioned by the believers, worship me and don't associate anything in worship with me. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. 52 now. The glad tidings. The glad tidings when death approaches. حصول البشرى عند الممات. From the merits of La ilaha illallah, that the one who is upright on it, he will receive the glad tidings when death approaches. قال الله تعالى in Surah Fussilat, chapter 41. Okay, from the merits, I will repeat then, from the merits of La ilaha illallah, for those who are upright on it, is that they will receive the glad tidings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah, when death approaches. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. 41 verse 30, Surah Fussilat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, those who said that Allah is our Lord, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and they were upright and stand firm on them, the angels will descend at the time of their death, saying, Allah تَخَافُوا, fear not, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, grieve not, nor grieve, but receive وأبشروا بالجنة and receive the glad tidings of paradise which you have been promised. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك. Oh Allah, we ask you from your favors. 52-53 now. It is the banner of the muwahideen, those who are in a state of tawheed, believing in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah, worshipping Him alone, associating no partners with Him, and the bondage between the believers. Through it, the believers are linked to this most noble lineage. And thus Abraham alayhi salam will be their father, and the wives of the believers will be their mothers, and the rest of the believers will be their brethren. قال الله تعالى ملة أبيكم إبراهيم ملة أبيكم إبراهيم. سورة الحج 78. Milla meaning the deen, the religion. It is the religion. Abikum, your father. Ibrahim, it is the religion of your father, Abraham, meaning Islamic monotheism. And regarding the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being our mothers, the mothers of the believers. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. سورة الأحزاب chapter 33 verse 6. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are their believers' mothers, meaning with respect. And in Surah Al-Hujurat also we read إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Verily the believers are brothers. 54. It is the reason to attain the istighfar of the angels. It's the cause to attain the istighfar of the angels. For the angels make istighfar, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, hijab. The angels make istighfar, seek Allah, invoke Allah to have forgiveness upon the believers, to forgive the believers, the people of La ilaha illallah. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says, ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا, and they ask Allah's forgiveness for those who believe, meaning the angels, as well as 55. It is is the reason for istighfar to the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every believer ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have forgiveness, to forgive the believers. So everyone who makes istighfar for the believers, then they will receive a share of the blessings of that istighfar that he made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Muhammad chapter 47 verse 19, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and know, O Muhammad, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and seek forgiveness for your sin. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and to the believers, to the believing men and women. 56. طيب. Now, inshallah, we can, inshallah, we can stop here. Inshallah, and we continue tomorrow the rest of the subject. We can stop at this point, and this would be now, just remember, let's put a note for this, that this is 55. So, inshallah, we'll continue the rest tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, therefore, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make of this a benefit for myself and for all of you. And inshallah, tomorrow we can continue the rest of the merits by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.